This is the news, according to Andy.
And we have a special guest with us for the news. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from this morning?
Malvern, PA.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of According to Andy this morning. We have some things that we want to give away, like a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown. So we just ask that you get involved in According to Andy, and we'll see how well you do, okay?
Okay.
All right, so follow along here.
You'll do well.
Last year was a great year for Blake Shelton. Not only did he finally exchange vows and rings with the love of his life, Gwen Stefani, but he also made a boatload of money. Rolling Stone just came out with their list of the artists who made the most money of 2021.
Okay.
And Blake Shelton is the only country artist who made the list. Mm. He's in there at number 9. And he bested Taylor Swift.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. She wasn't on the list?
Taylor made it at number 10.
Holy cow.
So if Taylor is number 10 and Blake Shelton is number 9, do you have any guesses as to who else might be on that list of the top 10 money earners in music in the last year? How about you, Amber? Any guesses?
Ooh,
you can think about
it. It's tough because I was trying to think of who even toured last year. Madonna, maybe? Is she up there?
Nope.
Do they have to be alive? Is Michael Jackson up there?
Michael Jackson is not up here.
Justin Bieber.
Did not make the list.
We're pretty bad at this game.
I know. You will be surprised.
Is it like the U2, Springsteen kind of?
Well, Springsteen actually came in at number 1. Like, everyone away. Taylor Swift made $80 million. Blake Shelton made $83 million. Motley Crue, $95 million.
Motley Crue.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Stop it.
Made $100 million. Yeah. And then Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ryan Tedder from One Republic. Kanye West. You guys didn't guess him. That would have been a good guess. Yeah. $250 million.
Yeah.
Paul Simon.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
What? How much did he make?
Amber, do you even know who Paul Simon is?
Sounds familiar.
Okay. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Jay-Z made $470.
Yeah.
And number 1, Bruce Springsteen. Okay, so Jay-Z. All right, so Paul Simon made $260 million. He's at number 3. Jay-Z made $470 million.
Wow.
Bruce Springsteen made $590 million last year.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? There you go, boss. Yeah, I don't know how that's even possible.
He sold his music to Sony or something like that.
Thank you, Amber.
Well done.
Can we get Zac Brown tickets yet, or is she still
there? I think that's worthy of them, but I still want you to stick around because this is fun.
Okay.
Okay, and now we're going to talk about birthdays because today is a very special guy's birthday, Brantley Gilbert.
Hey, Andy. Happy 20th anniversary of 92.5 XTU.
Yay. Okay, so Brantley is celebrating his what birthday, do you think? I'm going to let each of you take a guess.
All right. I'm going to say 45.
I'm going to guess 38.
Amber, what do you think?
37
is right.
Wow!
Oh, Amber! Oh, my gosh. Okay, now you get 2 tickets to the show.
Okay.
also celebrating a birthday today is this guy. Can Amber hear this, Dave? Now you should be able to.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
here
we
go. John Michael Montgomery celebrating a birthday today. Amber, how old do you think he is? Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay.
Make a guess anyway.
48.
He's older than 48.
62. What do you guys think? 57.
57!
Yeah!
Dave! Oh, my gosh!
Amber and I are going to the show.
Amazing.
I'm just gonna stay home.
Okay, also, this guy's celebrating a birthday.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Rainn Wilson, Dwight Schrute from The Office.
All right, Amber, what do you think?
46.
No.
What do you think, Donnie?
I'm going to go 50.
I think he's even older than that. I'll say 54.
56.
Wow. That is shocking to me.
All right, and let's do one more.
Okay.
Okay, let me... All right, how about a guy from this band? What that band is?
Twisted Sister?
No, that's Kiss. We won't let them know that you just called them. Yeah, that, okay.
Did we just take a ticket away from them?
No, that's all right. If it were country, yes, but no. So Paul Stanley, lead singer from Kiss, celebrating a birthday today. How old? Paul Stanley.
71.
Close, Amber.
I was going to say like 65.
I'm going to go with 72.
70! Amber wins!
You're going to see the Zac Brown Band at BB&T Pavilion. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much. Love you. Love your show.
This is the Andy Summer Show.
I thought it would be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.